Look at that.
What? You're holding a match with your toe?
Yeah, it's lit
what,
up.
What inspired this?
You know, just I like a little danger sometimes, you know? I like to invite some danger.
I like it. You know what I'm saying?
I want people to know that, like, I'm close to the flame. Hey, what's up? My name's Gabe. Welcome to Pop Popcast. I am your host. Dennis is running late. So in the meantime, I'm going to light up a CBD cigarette. That's what this is, right? Yeah. Yeah, I don't. My dogs are barking in the background. This is good for podcasting. What I'm doing with the dogs in the background, very good. But you know what? CBD is supposed to relax me. And that's what we're looking for. We're all looking to be relaxed. If you're joining us live, you're getting off work, hey, have yourself a CBD cigarette. Relax yourself. But I am not alone. We got Encyclopedia Mike behind the ones and twos. Can you say hi into the mic, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
All right. Let's just say real quick, what up? Mate Miwake. Got my girlfriend into the show. We are going to try to make the later tater tot waffles you guys made a while back on OK's Happy Hour. Tater tot waffles. Was that the tater tot waffles? Tater tot waffles. Tater tot waffles. I don't remember. I remember chicken and waffles. That one's a good one. Yeah, we probably made tater tot waffles too, but whatever. Dennis is going to join us shortly. He's going to run in like he's Kramer. And we'll get into my feet pics, all right? I know that's what you came here for if you read the title. But let's jump into something else first. I think we're going to talk about some Bobby Lee, Kalila, Tiger Belly, Brendan Schwab news right now. I don't know if you guys know who these people are. If you don't, that's probably good. Maybe you shouldn't know these people. Maybe your life would be better if you just didn't know these people. I'm just kidding. Bobby Lee, stand-up comedian, Mad TV. The dude is hilarious. His girlfriend, Kalila, also hilarious. Very successful podcast. Brendan Schaub, former fighter, now stand-up comedian, podcaster as well. You know what? I gotta open the door for these dogs. But Mike, in the meantime, do you mind setting up what we're going to watch real quick? And then I'll get these dogs under control.
All right, guys. So this is kind of the backstory real quick is that Kalila, Bobby Lee's girlfriend, has a podcast, Trash Tuesday, and in that podcast, without naming names, she implied that Brendan Schaub DM'd her, asking her to, like, I guess hook up, arguably. I don't know if you heard that on the podcast yet, but
right, he was being a little naughty. He was trying to go after Kalila, who Brendan knows very well that she's involved with Bobby Lee. And I was listening to the Tiger Belly podcast. This happened like 7 years ago. It made it seem like it happened more recently because we've only heard about it more recently, like within the last year. But this apparently was a thing 7 years ago. So I mean, that part, they've already settled. You know, they've kind of settled like, oh, yeah, I did do that. And that was not nice of me. And so they've settled that part of it. But it's gotten like really weird and out of control, I think.
Yeah, way out of control. I think a lot of emotions were involved. But yeah, this is Bobby Lee explaining, I guess, not the closest update, but it's where he explains what most of the issues are. So
here's my problem with just even this in general, okay? And since we're already talking about it, fuck it, right? But what I'm saying to you is that I have nothing to do with any of it. I don't even know what the fuck the thing is about, really.
You don't like being put in the middle of it.
Not was I not put in the middle of it. I was being screamed at and bullied.
It was
and
like a get your bitch in line phone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was worse than that. It was way worse than that. And my point is that
I'm sorry, that's
now my fear is the results of whatever this is now going to be.
Right. There's no results because...
There is a result.
No, there isn't. I can call Shab right now and we could be like all is squared away and everything is fine because we've already talked about it. The promise was that he would never talk about it again. And the next day he went on flagrant 2 and then talked about it, even though it was in a complimentary way.
Yeah, in a complimentary way.
I don't feel like we've said anything bad about him either. The point is, was there a text alluding to possibly suing people? Yes, there was. Did it freak me out and did it make me think, oh shit, like such a small thing to sue over? But was there a lot of misunderstanding from his team and us? Yeah.
You know, when I smoke, do I just rip these cigarettes? Do I rip these CBDs? Like, how do I, you know, like people casually smoke, you know, they like take a puff here, take a puff there. I could do that, right?
Yeah. I think that's what you should do.
That's what I should do, right? Because I'm sucking it down like, oh Dennis is it.
Shut up. Everyone shut up. He made it.
What up? But we.
No barking, Cosmo. I'm going to pick you up right away.
Ooh. All
right.
Welcome to Pop Popcast.
Here, let's go to the wide. That might take a minute.
Ooh, and just smoking a cigarette in here?
Yeah, that's just what we do.
Whoa.
Damn. I don't even know if we did that last time.
I don't think we did. We did.
I don't remember opening last time.
Whoo, boy. I did a dead sprint from 2 blocks away.
Good job. You made it. You made a good time.
What is, you look like you're on the set of Mad Men or something. What is this?
It's just my new thing now.
This is your new thing? You just casually smoke?
Yeah, man. You know, I like that picture we posted last week. People freaked out. And then people defended me.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, you know what? I get to do what I want to do.
That's true. There were a few people who like kind of freaked out. They're like, that better not be a cig.
Right.
And then I felt like, oh, since I posted it of you, I was like, I should probably like jump in or something. And after I did, everyone was like, who gives a shit? Gabe's an adult. He can do what he wants. You want one? Yeah, give me one. I like this. This is like a throwback, huh? To like the 50s or something.
Yeah, it's
Where's my martini?
Oh, shit. Maybe next time. And in the meantime, there's La Croix.
You can tell I don't smoke cigarettes.
You could tell. Me too. I had so many questions. Like, how should I be smoking it until I can't breathe anymore? Like,
I think you smoke it till completion. This is too big.
And you do it like fast, right?
You know, I would be more into just cigarettes, all kinds in general, if they were just like half the size. Mm. They're just too long.
You're right.
I'm already done with this CBD thing.
Shit, I'm sucking it all the way down.
Yeah,
it feels cool.
This is the strangest looking podcast. It seriously looks like a 50s newsroom. Like I walked in here, there's a haze of smoke. You can tell even on the camera angle. It looks a little bit foggy in here.
It's hazy. Oh, man. What is this secondhand CBD smoke doing to my dogs? It's okay. You're old as fuck now, so who cares? Maybe it'll be good for you.
No. How you been, man?
Been all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
You want us to catch you up on the drama?
Yeah, let's catch me up on... Oh, you looking at the Brendan Schaub stuff?
Oh, you know about this?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, right?
It's been all over my feed. I'm on Reddit a lot. So, yeah, it's been all over my feed. And I'm very aware of their subreddit, mm-hmm. which is not even favorable to them. Do you know about that?
To which parties?
Fighter and the Kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a subreddit called Fighter and the Kid. It looks like it should be a subreddit that's just a bunch of fans, but it's not. It's just a bunch of haters.
It's funny. They took it over then, I guess. So, go ahead, Mike. What were you saying?
That is the drama.
Right.
Like, Brendan Schaub thinks that Bobby Lee created that subreddit, or I guess the group that talks crap about him.
Right.
So, this is what they're talking about, and earlier they explained that they implied that they're going to sue them. And
they had like a 300-page report, you know?
You know, to me, that all this whole drama, I don't know how familiar you are, Gabe, with it, or you, Mike, but you know how there's like, did you listen to the Tiger Belly when he came on to Tiger Belly?
Yeah.
And he was talking about some sort of like pedophile investigation.
It looked bad. It looked bad on him.
This is what it seems like. This is like some Donald Trump shit. You remember when Donald Trump was like, I got evidence Obama's not an American? You remember that shit?
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. It reminds me of like some guy who usually gets his way, mm-hmm. got fucking tangled up, didn't know how to get out of it, and just doubled down on everything.
It's true.
I saw an email. It was your email on the account that was leading the hate on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, dude, this sounds like it just sounds like a kid who got caught mm-hmm. and is just really kind of doubling down on all these like half narratives that he already put the seeds in for.
Right. And even in the podcast that I was listening to, because I was listening to Tiger Belly, and he was even lying right then and there, and Kalila kept calling it out. It was hilarious to watch and listen to.
It was great.
And but yeah, I think without Kalila in this situation, you wouldn't have, like, she literally had like the days that the texts were sent.
Yeah, she had the receipts.
Yeah, she had all the receipts going back to January of this year, basically. And Without Kalila, I mean, Bobby Lee would just bury this stuff and, you know,
wouldn't. I mean, Kalila, I think the women were especially more victimized in this whole thing, because it was like, I guess he was like, he reached out to Bobby telling him to like get Trash Tuesdays under control.
Yeah, fix this.
You know, fix this problem. And it's like, well, you know, you're just kind of digging yourself a hole there, man. I think he thought he had more goodwill in the universe than he actually did.
Mm.
I think he thought he could win. I've bumped into Brendan Schaub on many times, actually. The dude likes to hang out at the Grove, and when I used to live next to the Grove, I used to bump into him all the time.
Oh yeah, I remember you told me that you bumped into him at like Nordstrom Rack and stuff.
Just regular Nordstrom at the Grove. I saw him and his family, and I don't know, they're pretty regulars there. I saw him a bunch, actually. I think he thought he had a lot of goodwill, and he just didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't. He couldn't win.
I also think he thought maybe it'd be private, but this podcast was the main reason why it all came out.
Yeah, this and the H3 one that they did?
So the H3 is what we're going to watch.
Mm.
The, what was I going to say? And I should say too that mistakes were made on both sides too. I think the Trash Tuesday hosts made some mistakes too. But like it was only because it just led in that path. It all mostly falls on Brendan.
Yeah.
And his fuckery mostly. And
Brian Kalin, that dude mm-hmm. is unhinged, like. This is the reason I don't really follow that whole group, is that
I could tell because that's not how you say his name either.
What is it?
Brian Callen.
Callen? Yeah. Kalin, whatever. those guys, all of them, Dalia, all of them,
uh-huh.
they're sleazy. I never liked them. They're all pedophiles. I guarantee if you were to go through their closets, they have skeletons and they're pedophiles. All three of them.
Right.
Guaranteed. Even those other meatheads that they hang out with.
Looks like it's our audio's out of sync. There's a setting in the mixer, I think. I think there's like a...
can you click? Sounds good, though.
Yeah, we're going to try to adjust the settings. Sync offset, change that number, I guess. Oh, did you already change it? I see. Okay. We're going to try to fix some audio settings real quick, but we'll keep talking.
Yeah.
So what's the next clip that we're going to watch?
I got ash all over me. I don't know how to smoke.
I got it down to the nub.
Yeah.
Does this mean my body is now infused with CBD?
Yeah.
And I feel good now?
You have all the healing powers of CBD coursing through your veins.
I've never really felt like I felt CBD before.
Me neither. But my mom swears by it. Yeah, so my mom loves... my mom has cancer, for those of you who don't know, and I've been buying my mom, like, CBD tinctures and other CBD products, mm-hmm. and she swears by them. She's always like, if I'm not feeling good, she's like, you should do some CBD. She's like, really? When we had...
She's a big advocate for
it. Yeah, when we had COVID and Jess was feeling really bad and under the weather, she was like, you should get just some CBD for her COVID. I was like, damn, mom, you're a pothead.
You're like the family CBD dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll just see how I feel. I feel pretty...
I feel loosey-goosey after a CBD.
I feel cool. Yeah? Let's just say that because I've been smoking a cigarette. Oh, did you notice your mom's here? You want to go say hi? Can you do it without barking?
I like your shirt, Jasmine. Is that yours? Okay, nice. Did you get that from the same place I got my shirt from?
No.
It looks like it. It looks like it.
It's a good question. Sometimes she'd be wearing my shirts, you know.
Yeah.
I got good looking shirts too. I got good looking shirts too. All right, let's play this clip.
Let's play the clip. What are we going to watch? Okay. Okay.
We talked it through, but the truth is the truth, and you know, it's all squared away.
So you guys, I'm just gonna get this clear. So you guys were talking about there was this comedian that people assumed was him.
Yeah.
That was trying to pick up all you girls, kind of a sleaze, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So he calls you and says, Bobby, get your woman in line? I mean, what kind of fucking animal does that? That's fucked up. Why did he call you? He has your number, right? I would assume.
It was your podcast. You. Yeah.
It's your fucking podcast. Who the fuck? Why? What the fuck is that shit?
It was not just him.
There was a whole barrage.
It was.
Don't say the name.
I'm not gonna. But it was a phone call with other podcasters, and it was.
That's some bullshit.
They flogged you, bro.
Not flogged me. They threatened my career. They called me a coward. A pussy. You've always been a pussy.
I'm sorry. What? That's unacceptable. No, yeah,
and
black man.
They said they would expose me. They said that all these things. And I was in Oklahoma shooting a show, and I was at dinner, and I was by myself, and I was getting. It was very traumatic for me, and it was based on whatever they did on the live. Now imagine now what's going to happen with now this.
It's good you said that.
I think it's good that you're saying that because
fuck them. You should stand up for yourself.
Yeah. But I That's see so these guys up. Every time.
Every
all the time.
But you know to be clear,
but they did it. They took it there.
So he's talking about a bunch of podcasters going after him. Is he talking about like Brian Callen, like Shab and like
It came out that it was Brian, but I don't mm-hmm. know if there's other people involved. He doesn't name names. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's other people.
It's so stupid and childish. Like I get these people. It's their careers and they make a bunch of money and like, but like why? Like why would you even like threaten? Why right. would you even go to extremes like that for this sort of stuff?
I think it's because Shab was put out. As sort of a sleaze bag, mm-hmm. and he's got a whole family, so I can imagine the position he was put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if someone were to come out and say like, yeah, Gabe hit on me, you know, try to get me to blow him,
mm-hmm.
you can imagine what that would do in your house.
True,
that would fuck up your shit, just like it would fuck up my shit. So I can picture what he was going through, uh-huh. and I can see why he would be like so reactionary. But these meatheads, I think a lot of it is, this is maybe just my feeling as like an Asian dude, but I think a lot of it is just kind of them targeting Bobby because Bobby felt targetable to them.
He's very targetable, and
you know what I mean.
Throughout his whole history, he's been
That's why I think it's even like doubly more heinous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's to them, those two idiots,
right?
All of them actually. Right. He's like their senior, pretty much.
Yeah,
you know, in the Comedy Store, you know, history and team and all that.
Yeah,
and they've all used probably Tiger Belly to come up. And then now they're saying Tiger Belly's putting them away. And, you know, they feel like they're in a point where they can threaten him.
Mm-hmm.
And just to me, it all felt to me like, oh, this is exactly who they were. Like, I always knew this about these guys.
They forgot that Kalila was on Bobby's side. And that shit was not going to fly, which is tight. And at the end of the day, I was thinking this too. I was like, man, these, you know, any press is good press or whatever, like whatever, however that saying goes. And I feel like that's like applying here. Like I have a feeling like Shab or is probably looking at this like, damn, a lot more people are going to know who the Shab is.
The numbers might be up even, you know?
Yeah.
The numbers might be up, but yeah, I think people, they all fucked up. That whole crew of idiots fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
No one looks good from it. You know, like it only makes Bobby and Kalila victims, and I don't know. I think most people would side with them.
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
were there any other?
Yeah, there's three more highlights.
Three more highlights.
Yeah, they're like, you know, 3 seconds
each. Okay, cool.
But, yeah. So my
you are the best looking 50-year-old, by the way.
Thank you.
You are so youthful and your skin is so soft.
Right.
Go ahead.
So he was going, you're doing this. We can trace the URL back to your house and you're the leader of this Reddit group. I'm like, bro, first of all, if you look at, from what I hear, if you look at Reddit, there are pages about me as well.
And
they are destroying me, so I don't read it.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
As someone who's been in technology my whole life.
Yeah.
People that don't know fucking anything about technology say that shit.
Yeah.
But I think it's
impossible to get that.
Right.
He doesn't have it.
When anybody says they have proof against you.
But Ethan, bullshit. I think that I'll defend him in this scenario by saying I think his team is giving him a lot of wrong information.
Well, whatever.
That's ultimately what him and I were able to find common ground. It's like, look, I think I'm receiving wrong information.
You know, the comedy culture for me, since I moved there in the late 90s, has always been bullying.
Really?
Yeah, there's always been like I mean.
What the hell?
I never expected to hear that. No, I'm serious.
I really did.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
You laugh because it seems obvious to you?
Yeah, to me that it seems obvious. You know, especially in certain clubs, it's always been a boys club. I mean, there were boys, I can't name names,
that would
walk up to Whitney Cummings and Chelsea Handler and go, women aren't funny, get out of here.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and they would say that to them, right? You know, one time a comic threw ice at Natasha Leggero's face. You know what I mean? Like, get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, that type of mentality. You know, I've always used women as openers because I always love them. I've always been friends with female comics. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But they've also said stuff like that Asians aren't funny. Back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that
Asians don't do stand-up because they're not funny. They're not a funny people, this and that. But all those things are things for me to persevere. But because I'm a guy from trauma and, my dad was so violent growing up, right? I've always had this thing of, like, I'll show you. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to prove you wrong. You know, and I feel like I have done that. You know what I mean? That Asians are funny. We are. We're funnier than you are. You know what I mean?
Was there more that you wanted us to see?
Yeah, there's some Rogan stuff. If you
Rogan
want to
stuff.
That.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to hear it. Do you want to just describe it?
Yeah, so one of the threats, it's on this version. It was that they threatened that they're going to go on Rogan's podcast and give out all the dirty laundry, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
It's dumb. It's the dumbest thing. It's like
And Rogan wouldn't even have that. Rogan, I mean, unless they get on Joe Rogan's podcast without telling him. And then like if they went to Joe Rogan, I think, and said, "This is what we want to do," Joe Rogan would be like, "You're dumb, dude. Like, we're not doing that here." Like, and yeah, I mean, even like I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, so like whenever like Brendan was on recently, but like he hasn't been on in like a long time. Brian Callen hasn't been on since his, you know, outing or whatever.
He's a rapist or something, right?
He's is it young or is it rape?
Is it young or against the will?
Both.
Yeah, it was like it was both. like the girl felt like scared and obligated to mm-hmm. have sex with him, pretty much.
Right. And then Chris D'Elia, we know too. So like,
he's underage, right? He likes the underage girls.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That's
allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly, I smoke a cigarette. You know, allegedly. This is all alleged.
This
all
is crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, this is leaving me with a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, let's put a good taste in your mouth. Let's check out some nice feet pics of mine.
Yes. Wait, hey, hold on.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jasmine is here too.
Different. We need a better segue than that.
I thought that was pretty good.
What I wanted to do. Have you been on that WikiFeet page that I sent you?
I looked at it when you sent it.
There's a best feet mm-hmm. like bracket going on.
Nice.
I wanted to go look at the bracket first.
Uh-huh.
And then just see what the feet, you know, what the feet scene's like.
Uh-huh.
And then I wanted to look at your feet pictures.
Can we bring up the bracket, Mike?
Let's bring up the foot bracket.
It'll take a minute for him. But
you can look up anyone on WikiFeet. Men.wikifeet.com.
So like I could look up
you could look up like Tom Hanks. There'll be pictures of Tom Hanks' feet.
Nice.
Not like he put them up, but it's like from movies, you know, he's like barefoot on the beach or something, and they'll like really zoom in on the foot.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see it. There's also the woman version. I want to see what is sexy about feet, cuz I don't get it.
I mean, I'll show you with my feet pics. Yeah.
No. Dude, this is not Wiki Penis. This is Wiki Feet.
Yeah.
All right. So if you go up, this is the guy site. Go on the left navigation bar. Is there like a Feet of the Year?
That's what we're looking.
Yeah. Okay. You see? We got brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look at the winner. Who's this? Rebel D, from what I can see right here. He's winning. So this is a nobody. This is a nobody, but let's look at his feet.
He looks like a somebody. He's a model, right?
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck are those? Let's look at some.
Oh, that's
scroll?
Water.
There we go. I mean, you see the feet. You see, it's all these pictures where you're just casually seeing feet in the back. I mean, those feet are clean. I'm not gonna lie.
What's his name?
Rebel D.
Rebel D.
This is nobody. Who is this guy? This is no one famous.
Rebel D.
He's on YouTube. Well, everyone's on YouTube. We're on YouTube. Coco, you see, look at all these casual feet. Ooh, guy's a slut.
Wait, is he taking these pictures knowing that like he's like sneaking in his feet?
Is it? That's what it looks like. Is that what he's...
Why do you take the picture like this?
His photo, for sure.
He's...
Well, yeah.
Oh, shit, you're right. Maybe he is doing it on purpose. But I mean, they went through his feet, I think, and chose the pictures where his feet show up. I don't know if he's necessarily only taking pictures. Oh, you see, that's a good toe.
Is he?
Can we zoom in on his toe?
Oh, I was like, I don't see a toe. Is he?
Bummer. So he's not posting these to this website.
I don't think he's posting these to the web. Maybe he is.
Maybe.
But why would he just take a screen cap of his own story?
To make it seem like it's not him posting these feet pics? Is that what I need to be doing?
Let's look at that foot a little closer. Can we go closer?
Because I took very...
If you do cat, what is it? Command, scroll in. Command and then scroll up or down.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap. Never mind.
Damn. I went very explicit with my feet.
How explicit did you go with your feet?
I mean, you could just tell, like, I took pictures of my feet. Not like
that's what I mean, that's what I was trying to get you to do. I think
like a way of us to sort of like diversify would be to try out our feet.
Start from the ground up.
Start from Start from that's a striptease.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
You know, the more I look at the foot, the more I'm into it, I guess. And these are dudes. Oh,
that's some good looking feet.
That's really good looking
feet. Damn, it's so good. It looks like you got six toes on each foot. That's how good it looks.
I can feel, I could see his toes wrapped around like a pipe.
Damn.
Like a monkey. Like a shaft, if you will.
Yeah, this guy's a foot model.
This guy's a foot model. This guy's a, oh, shit. Look at it. He's got a full one boob, too, up
that,
there.
That pink, yeah.
That's. Myfriendsfeet.com.
Joseph,
dude, you got to work on your feet, man. You got, we got to get you like this guy is totally it.
His pinky toe is weird,
huh?
His pinky toe, go to that last one, even that one too.
I mean, he's got like the thumb meat by his pinky toe.
Yeah, you got a lot of thumb meat. That's a bunion. That's a big bunion.
That's a very big bunion.
Jeez. When your bone sticks out. Oh.
Dude, this guy's so slutty.
Oh. So when like people say like, oh, my bunions hurt.
It's a bone?
It's like anatomically already there. Okay, we all got bunions.
Okay.
Some of us have
corns. Whoa!
Damn.
Dude, he got good feet and he's a bottom? Wow. Dude, this picture making me feel things. What? Nice. This is too slutty. Gosh. All right, let's get... See, this guy's all in. I bet he has an OnlyFans with feet.
I like it.
Yeah?
Mko says, how did this even come up? Laugh out loud.
Myko, are you into feet? Tell me, who in this room is into feet? Anyone? Are we losing viewers? Viewers are dropping like flies.
Yeah, we lost 1,000 viewers.
That's
Jesus.
Who's angry? Is it about the feet?
Hrothgar, I have feet.
Oh, cool.
Amazon. So what were we talking about?
Let's look at some girls.
Let's look at some girls and then let's get to my feet, man.
Yeah, let's get to your should we just get to your feet?
No, let's see some girls.
All right, let's see some girls.
There's a little
you just delete men out of the thing. Yeah, it's wikifeet.com is how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see some women feet.
I want to see women feet of the year.
I'm very interested. Is my voice deeper after this cigarette?
Feet of the year. Yeah. Get it.
Is this a good voice?
Ana de Armas. Who's the other one? Let's try that woman. I've never heard of this person. This person's probably a foot slut. Oh, she's a foot slut.
Is she older? We got a little gray in the hair?
What is she, just about her feet? Oh, wow. She is just about her feet.
Well, you don't know yet. We don't know.
All right, she's styling. She got a little style. She got those big forehead things going on.
Okay, so someone's like, getting...
Yeah.
Screenshots of her social media for her feet.
I bet she has an OnlyFans with feet. Let's find her OnlyFans. What's her name?
It's for people watching.
I know, but I just want to see if she has a profile. And if it's her profile picture is just a picture of her foot.
On OnlyFans?
She's pretty. Can we see the actress, Ana de Armas? I mean, she's the famous actress, right?
Nyla Kafer. Who'd you say? Who's a famous actress?
Ana de Armas? Yeah, it's this girl. She does feet? Is she doing feet? Or is this just pictures that they found?
Yeah, that first girl.
These are some creeper pictures of her.
Let's see.
Behind the scenes footage or something? Behind the scenes pictures? Damn.
See translation. Manager communication.
Oh shit!
All right, these are other people posting other people's.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't tell the difference between a woman's foot and a man's foot.
Mm. Good point.
You know, I could probably touch myself to either war.
If I were into feet, I guess.
Jasmine, are you into feet? Men's feet? Nah?
No.
I don't.
You sat.
You've never sucked on a dude's toe. See, that's why Gabe won't suck on toes, because he don't know. He don't know that life.
You sucked on toes? Ooh. Nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sucked on toes too. I don't know why you refuse to.
I don't refuse to.
Jasmine, you gonna let him suck on your toe?
I have yet to refuse.
She's like, what?
I have yet to refuse to.
Yeah, I never asked.
Yeah, but also no one's ever asked to. I've never been presented with a toe in front of my mouth,
uh-huh,
and have been asked or told to suck it. I get a foot by my head most nights. You're right, but like,
what does that mean? You guys sleep like foot to face or something?
Yeah, we sleep opposite.
What?
We sleep feet to face. It just works out better.
So her Instagram profile, she doesn't. It's not like feet.
It's not feet centric.
Yeah, these aren't feet people. Yes, someone's zooming in on these feet.
In on her feet, and she's almost. She's foot of the year.
She's foot of the year?
Dude, we can do this, man.
I mean, but this person is like pretty famous or
she's
pretty
got
popular.
200K followers. There's way more famous people than that.
But I think she, yeah, I mean, whatever. Let's get to my feet.
Yeah,
fuck
let's
all
show,
these people.
Let's look at Gabe's feet.
Let me show you. Let me show everyone what's up. You know what I'm saying? All right. You see that foot right there?
Whoa, snap. You went artsy.
You know what I'm saying?
You went artsy. Wow.
That's the shadow of a cat, or maybe Batman.
Oh, snap.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe Catwoman.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
You know, the foot.
I can see this competing in for feet of the year.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What's
the
next
shot? That's pretty good.
Ooh, more. Ooh.
This one, you know.
Oh, that's a hard day's work.
That's a little noir.
Yeah, that's a little, it's a little bit like.
Through the blinds.
Like serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a solemn day for your feet.
Mm-hmm. We can't have all happy days for the feet, you know what I'm saying? These feet be working.
Oh, snap.
There you go. There you go. I don't give you all, you know, I don't give you like a clear look at the toes.
You know,
I like that you
don't put your face in it. Because you know, you want to keep it private.
Absolutely.
You don't want your face in it.
I want other people to imagine their face next
to my
feet.
You know, a lot of, when you go on social media or like Reddit and you look up like, you find like nudes, a lot of them don't have faces, you know, because they don't want it out there. I like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Good point. And I got the cup there, you know, as like scale.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, like it says Mamacita, if you look real close.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's a cut for, you know, someone who wants to imagine themselves as my Mamacita, you know?
You're right. You know? You're right. You suck on these toes.
They can imagine all they want. All right. I only got one. You go. All right. Next one.
Oh, also, I really like that you have like your sock line right here. Like,
yeah.
You just took off your sock.
You're right. That's true. I was in a hurry. Mm. To take these very thoughtful artistic photos.
Did you take this with your phone?
I took it with
a camera with a lens.
Camera with
a
lens.
Dang, no wonder you got that pretty ass bokeh back
there.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's a good DOF. Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh.
There you go.
You know, there's something I think more cute about this one. I like it. It's like you tilted the head a little bit.
You're right.
You're right. I like that.
This looks...
You know, I don't know if I would J off to this photo, though. Yeah. None of these are J offable.
They're not J offable?
Yeah. That dude with his feet taking off his pants, that was J offable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just... This is my first day.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
I mean, that guy that we saw earlier...
You're right.
He's a hero.
This is like you're just dipping your toe in it. You know what I mean?
Again, literally, figuratively.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that.
What? You're holding a match with your toe?
Yeah, it's lit.
What inspired this?
You know, just I like a little danger sometimes, you know? I like to invite some danger.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I want people to know that like I'm close to the flame.
See you later, Mate.
Later, Mate.
You're gonna miss all of this action here.
I mean, this is as good as it gets, I'd say, Mate. Yeah. So it's a good time to dip out. I'm not sure.
Can you put your feet to your mouth?
No.
No? You're not that flexible?
No.
I was going to say, maybe you could suck on your own toe. That could be the next picture.
Shit.
Next photo series.
I could Photoshop that.
Oh, shit.
You know?
This one I like. This one feels like I shouldn't be seeing these feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm peeking in through a window. And yeah. I like that. This is more J-offable for me.
This is more J-offable?
Yeah. I get J-off to that.
Yeah. It's a little too like, it's also like, are like these toes?
Grainy.
Are these? Yeah, it's grainy, black and white.
Yeah, Michael gets it. You see, yeah, that creeper POV. I like it. That's there's some reason that's sexier to me. Maybe I'm just like a peeping Tom.
Mm-hmm. We've established you're a peeping Tom.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah,
I don't mind. I'm not gonna turn. Oh. All
right. Right.
Okay.
See, are you Jane off or what?
Yeah.
You Jane off yet?
To. This one's cute. This one's a little bit more cute. This is like us in bed together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get to see your toes. They look fresh. I like them. They look very suckable.
Yeah, these are probably the best toe situation I got.
Yeah, here. I like it.
Yeah.
I think we could put these up. I think we need more context. We need to see you be more like athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just up to the neck. We don't see your face still.
Yeah, no face.
Yeah, no face.
No face.
No face.
Can't put my face. Not yet.
Yeah.
You know.
You got family. You don't want your family to know you're out there like that.
And this one, what's going on with my ankles?
I like this one's a little bit kind of got Michelangelo touch of, you know, like reaching for God vibes.
You're right.
I like it. Not very sexy to me. My boner went down on this one.
Yeah, I agree.
How many did you take?
That's it, I think.
Okay. Okay, that's the last one. Can we go back to that black and white creeper one? Dude.
I mean,
you should get like socks, but cut the toes off and so that it goes between your toes like a thong. The sock.
Oh, you know okay. I mean? Like yeah, slutty yeah, yeah. like. Yeah.
And then do a picture like that.
Slutty
like
socks.
Like feet lingerie?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of just doing things with my feet, you know, like you know, that match, you know? Mm-hmm. Some people are like, did he light a match with his feet? You know? Like, I want people to think that, you know?
Oh, I like it. I like it. This looks like a holiday card. Like Hanukkah. Like a Hanukkah card or something. I dig it.
All right. So we could, wait. So what's the process here? Because you said that there's like a, are we submitting these to WikiFeet?
Yes. So, it turns out you can't just sign up for an account today because I signed up for it this morning
mm-hmm.
at like 6:30 in the morning and we still haven't gotten our email inviting us to the website. I guess it's because to keep weirdos out, you know, who want to join on a whim, like they really need you to mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But once we're in, we're uploading these pictures and then we'll have our fan base. Vote your feet up.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and we get
a
little buzz going in there.
That's a
good. We take that buzz over to OnlyFans.
Yep.
Dude, we eating forever, man. Off your feet.
Off my feet.
Off your feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up.
And you're gonna eventually have to go a little bit more sexy, like taking off your pants with your feet.
Like that guy earlier, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
pretty
good.
Can we look at that picture again, just to remind me what that
of that dude
of that dude?
Probably
we don't. Do we have it? Do we have it ready? Never mind. That was a very sexy picture, though.
Yeah.
It was a very sexy
you'd
picture.
You'd have to go back.
I was surprised that this thing existed. Let's look up some celebrities.
Oh, let's get some celebrities.
See, dude, like...
Wait, did we look up this guy's Instagram? What's his name?
Ramon. Ooh.
I'm going to look him up.
Santisteban.
Ramon...
Santi Esteban.
Santi Esteban. What? You found him?
You see, he's got 1,200 followers, dude. We can do this.
But what does he get? We're trying to just get on the top of the foot leaderboard? Is that what we're trying to do?
I think we need to get buzz going.
Mm-hmm.
you know, for our shows.
Oh, okay.
And we're just diversifying.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Diversify.
We're diversifying.
Diversify.
For this buzz. Can we look up Santi Esteban on OnlyFans? Can you just Santi do OnlyFans after that name, after his name, and just see if anything pops up?
Santi Esteban.
Yeah, just after his name real quick.
Okay, there's this guy.
Does he have one? It's one word, Mike. Don't act like you don't know how to spell OnlyFans. It's one word, you jerk. Ah, you don't have one.
I wonder if he knows. He has to know.
He has to know. There's so many pictures of his feet. How can they not? How can he not know?
I mean, from his Instagram, he only has 8 posts on Instagram.
8 posts? Yeah. He's too busy keeping up with his feet pictures here.
And only one of those posts has his feet in it.
This is crazy. Look at that. This is a whole photo shoot. He hired a real person to like take this photo shoot for him.
Oh my god.
Who's looking at this? What?
I think this is his account. It has his shoe size.
Uh-huh.
His birthday.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, he started it.
How would a regular person know that info? Unless it's made up.
Is that relevant? Do I need that to masturbate? To know how big his feet are?
It helps, I think, for some people.
It helps?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about his feet size.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm impressed by feet size. It's like
11 and a half? That's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
I'm like an 11.
I'm 11, 11 and a half, yeah.
Are you 11, 11 and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Are you bigger? Are you your feet bigger than me?
My feet are pretty big.
Interesting.
I mean, I think I'm 11 and a half for like running shoes, but they say to get like a half size up.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Who cares, man?
Shit, but
you know what? I care. I care about making it on Wiki Feet Men.
Wiki Feet Men.
Let's look up, all right, let's look up a celebrity.
Think of someone. Al Pacino.
Who am I? Al Pacino. I'm trying to figure out if I'm into feet or not. I'm not going to do Al Pacino.
Yeah, I'm not super. Oh, hey, there's that Korean girl. You see that Korean name down there?
Ooh.
On the quarterfinals?
Yeah.
Third one down? Yeah, let's see this Korean girl's feet.
Joo-won Lee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit, that sounds like my cousin's name.
Nice.
Is she cute? Is she cute? Okay. All right.
Those are pretty clean. Those are good toes right there.
Okay.
Give me any closer.
I don't think she's that cute.
Whoa.
Okay.
I like what she's doing here, though.
I don't know. Am I into feet? What am I supposed to do with them?
You've sucked them. You fucking let
right,
us know.
Right. But I'm not into it. Oh, so she's someone famous. She's like a pop star. She's part of like a girl group.
Yeah.
I don't know this girl group. They all look the same to me. That's not even feet. I don't know. I don't know. She's not doing it for me.
Yeah, what is it about feet that people like?
Is it like breasts? You know, like, I don't know what it is. I can't describe to you why I like a breast or like a butt.
Well,
but when I look at it,
right.
I know I like them.
That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, you know, they'll say, like, we like breasts because when we see big breasts, we see a woman who could feed our children.
Okay.
If we see a big butt, we could see a woman who could,
twerk well.
Twerk well while giving birth to our children.
So it's all about children.
It's like, it's supposed to be about, like, how...
fertile or...
Yeah, how fertile,
like
how
breeding we can do, how much breeding.
Yeah,
we can
like
do
good
with this
breeding.
Woman.
It's attached
good.
To like, you know, good breeding.
Oh,
you know,
snap.
So like feet, maybe that makes sense because like
you,
you
can
know
carry my baby.
Yeah, like you go
walk around carrying my baby.
Yeah, you carry. Damn, girl, those feet are nice.
You know, I will say that this picture, the whole feet, leg, knee situation, it looks good.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm not like super into it, sexually, but it's good look.
Kneecaps, man. Kneecaps are like a weird thing too. Don't like people have like, you know, like their elbows and their knees, their skin is just darker around those areas.
Yeah.
I feel like mine are.
And like assholes.
Assholes too.
Assholes are darker.
Fucking weird.
Balls are darker.
Purple. All these things are purple.
All these things are purple. I don't know why I brought this up, but I just wanted to continue because you remember we had that post of your foot on the story?
Mm-hmm.
Those, your feet look good in some Tevas or Tevas?
Tevas.
Tevas.
They look better. You know, I looked at that post afterwards. I was like, this doesn't do my feet justice. I feel like in person, they do.
They look better.
They look better.
Do you want to put your feet up on the table right now?
No, it's the same. It's the same thing, though. It's like, but it's like, going to be cameras. Like, I need people to see this shit in person. We need to, like, you know, we need to, like, schedule a tour or something. You know, we can't. I can't. I don't want to be giving my feet away that I know that they're not going to look good on camera. You know, but like, how? You know, like, but like, how do I sell them? You know, I got to sell them on camera. Fine, fine. I'm not going to put my feet on the table right now. Okay. Now I'm going to do. What are you scouring for, Mike?
These are celebrities, and I noticed that the top three are Indian women. So maybe feet is popular in India.
In India?
In India. Indian feet. Interesting. Dang. Let's
you
see.
You know, having been to India?
Nah.
it's funny that you said that too. Because when you're in India, you're like, man, all these people be wearing sandals, and they don't even got pavement a lot of the time. Got some knuckly toes.
Some good feet.
Yeah.
Look like she could walk around carrying my baby.
She looked like she could tear the carpet out from the floor with her feet.
Ain't no feet in that one.
Nah.
She's attractive, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. Give me... Ooh, whoa. Those feet are...
Whoa.
Right there.
Yeah.
They're pretty... Pretty...
They got like bubbly tips, right? They're little bubble toes.
Yeah, she probably walks a lot.
Yeah. Indian people, they be walking.
She walks a lot. Yes. Oh. All right. Let's fucking stop with the feet. I don't understand feet. It.
I don't get it either.
I don't really.
I thought if I looked at enough feet, I would be like kind of like.
It's pushing me the other way.
Yeah, it's pushing me the other way too, yeah. Honestly. What is that?
I don't know. We're not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think what it is, it's like. As men, we don't see certain things, and because of that, I think we like fantasize about it.
Okay,
and then from there it becomes like a fetish.
Because they're always in shoes.
They're always like Westernized people. Yeah. They're always in shoes.
They're always
like
in
shoes. I'm not really into feet because like I grew up seeing feet.
Yeah,
so it doesn't really affect me in that way. But I can see like if I see like a girl's like maybe like mid back. I go like, oh, she has like a nice back.
Oh, because you haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it.
You've never seen that part of her. I guess so. There's something to that. But I know my feet and I'm not into my own feet. Lately, I've been having this thing where my feet, I think it's maybe like stress or age, but my feet smell more. It's sometimes my shoes, it smells like I'm making sour cream in my shoes.
Ooh. Some people might be into that.
It's not sexy, though.
You should get wool socks.
Wool socks?
Yeah.
Wool socks.
That cuts down on the stink?
Yeah, wool is like antibacterial.
Uh-huh.
So it
wool shouldn't. Is antibacterial.
I got these special like feet smelly feet insoles that are supposed to like help.
Mm-hmm.
And my feet are already winning. I've only had them for like a week and a half, and already they're defeated. They smell like sour cream. So it's like, what's even the point? It's $7. It's $7 down the drain.
Yeah, you're right.
My sour cream feet.
You're right. Yeah, I don't know. My feet. I don't know. I don't want to talk about smell? It. Yeah, they. I could tell that they smell or that they were. I showered before the podcast because
okay.
I was like, it's mostly because of my feet.
Oh, yeah.
I think, yeah. I think these house slippers that I use are a little too maybe insulated or something.
Oh, like warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that problem.
And the socks that I was wearing earlier, too, are like not my preferred socks either. They don't breathe enough or something. Yeah. So shower, new socks, and then probably get some different house slippers later. All right.
Well, you want to talk about the movie?
I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
I watched it.
Oh, snap. Yeah. How was it? Did you watch it with Jasmine?
No, I watched it. I watched it today, literally.
Alone?
Yeah. We were supposed to watch a movie, all of us together. Yeah. I was the only one who did it.
I didn't do it.
I had COVID. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Uh-huh. Were you impressed by it? People say it's good.
It is good.
Yeah?
It's different.
Were you excited? Were you, when you watched it, you were like, oh, snap, this is good?
I had no idea what it was going to be about.
Yeah.
So when it was all going down, I was like, what is even happening? And then slowly was like, okay, this is like just crazy sci-fi.
Yeah.
Adventure.
Yeah.
Basically.
I thought you would like it. That's why I chose the movie to make you watch.
I liked
it. It's like hardcore sci-fi. Kind of has like a Gondry-ish feel to it.
True.
And I know you like Michel Gondry a lot.
I do like Michel Gondry. But it was, yeah, I think it's a good movie. I was tired, so there's parts where I fell asleep. But what's new? I do that for every fucking movie.
Yeah.
But I went to a movie theater right here in Long Beach called 4th Street Theater. It's there's only one screen. It's like the old school movie theater where it's not like amphitheater seating. It's like one
flat.
Yeah, flat, yeah. Sort of sloping. I walk in and there's just one dude really excited to see me. I buy the ticket. I walk in. I don't buy snacks or anything. And I'm the only person in that theater.
What time did you go watch this?
It started at 11:30.
Okay.
So I watched it, you know.
Like a lunchtime movie theater.
Yeah.
You went to a matinee then?
I went to a matinee.
Nice.
And and then I thought I heard people come in after me, but I never looked back until the end of the movie. At the end of the movie, I turned around to leave, and there was nobody in the theater.
Nobody in the theater.
So I watched a whole movie by myself. Which was like its own weird thing on its own. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, I was really impressed with the editing. I was really impressed with, you're watching it right here a little bit.
Yeah.
I was impressed with, Michelle Yeoh. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
Her acting, his acting too. I forget his name, but that's Short Round.
That is Short Round.
This role was, I think, presented or initially intended for Jackie Chan.
Uh-huh.
And but obviously he didn't do it. And I remember thinking during the movie, I was like, damn, this is like some very Jackie Chan shit that's happening right now by this guy. Because he was doing some, like, you know, martial arts.
Yeah.
And his haircut, like, he looked like Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but yeah, it was an interesting movie, pretty intense, very different from, like, you know, like if you told me, like, oh, it's a sci-fi movie, I'd be like, I would have a different expectation.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would have expected something different. But Michelle Yeoh killed it, I thought. The editing killed it. I don't know if I am smart enough to, you know, dig out more deeper metaphor meanings, you know? But I think I got the general message, you know? But Mike was asking me if it felt like if it was going to be a movie that was going to, like, start a universe or, like, you know, be like a, you know, like,
right,
lead into sequels and stuff.
Did it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I thought it felt like it just ended, but I also think, like, well, maybe, you know, so who knows? I mean, it's talking about, like, you know, what is it? It's talking about, like, infinity, basically. Like, yeah. there's infinity us out there doing something slightly different in every scenario, situation, whatever.
Mm.
That's basically what, you know, that's the world. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, there could be fucking a bunch of sequels just based off
that's
of that.
That's a really deep read. So you're saying because of the world they set it up in, there could be sequels.
Mm-hmm.
There probably is infinity sequels already.
Hey, you said it right now. You're right.
Oh, man, I missed out. I should have watched. Is our chat still connected? It hasn't moved, but, you know, that could just be a sleepy room, which is fine, too. But whatevs.
Yeah, 4,000 people watching. Yeah. So, you know, it's a sleepy room.
We lost everyone with the toes. I thought we would gain people, but it just wasn't the case, huh?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, when my feet showed up, I think people didn't.
Dipped. Yeah, they were like,
they didn't text their friends. Yeah, they didn't.
Maybe it should have been my feet.
Can we see your feet next week?
Okay, we can just do that. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll take some slutty pictures of my feet, and then we'll come in. Hey, Social Zombie, thanks. Thanks for letting us know that the chat is not dead, that it is in fact just a dead room.
Nice.
So you want to talk about Disneyland or should we do the quiz?
I think we just move on to the quiz. I went to Disneyland yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
If you want, you could join me tomorrow at Cookbook Roulette. I'm streaming tomorrow earlier than the normal time. I know today was, you know, we normally do pop-up cast on Wednesdays, but I was at Disneyland. So I'm just going to plug Cookbook Roulette right now. I'm cooking pork fried rice from LA Sun Roy Choi's cookbook. And I'll talk a little bit about my Disneyland trip that I went with my family. And then, I don't know, I'll talk about Disneyland next week, too.
What'd you do?
Fucking went on rides.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you do anything special at Disneyland?
The Star Wars land? It's pretty tight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't even like Star Wars.
I love
you
it.
But you watched a bunch of them.
I watched. I'm on Star Wars 1. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to be watching next, you know?
Wow. Look at that. It's like entrapment every time.
It was like a lot of
Captain
fun.
Jetta Jones.
I was there with Jasmine. I was there with my mom.
Jasmine took a day off?
Jasmine Word? Took a day off.
Yeah. I'll take one of those too, Jasmine, after you.
Yeah. It was a big family group. Big
I'm
family
so
group.
Jealous.
It was still packed for a Wednesday.
Yeah.
But
how much is it now to go?
$104.
$104 per person?
Weekday. One park, $104.
Gosh, you didn't even do the park hopper?
No.
Dude, California Adventure is where the booze is at.
There's booze in Star Wars.
Oh, man. Is there?
There's a bar.
What is it called? One bar. There's one bar, two-drink minimum?
But your boy snuck in some juice, allegedly.
What right? juice? What juice snuck in?
Allegedly, I snuck in gin.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
Why'd you sneak in gin? Gin's the worst mixer.
I don't know. I had a bottle of gin. That's just the thing I grabbed.
Damn. Well,
how did you sneak it in?
Allegedly.
Gabe is the best at sneaking in flasks. You don't even understand.
Oh, it was a flask?
No, it was just a bottle.
They let you bring in a bottle?
You snuck in a whole bottle? Like in a water bottle?
Like a water bottle,
okay,
yeah.
You snuck in a water bottle.
Like our own. Like not like a...
Oh, okay.
Just a
like
regular
refillable water bottle.
Yeah,
you just
refillable
put it, you
water
just
bottle.
Just filled it with gin.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just that's if what's up. They don't open your.
Yeah, they're not gonna open and sip everything.
Oh, I thought like they would make you pour it and then make you
like refill it inside. It or
no, I think because like of COVID. Because of COVID, they're not touching your.
Oh, they don't touch
your
shit
bottles.
Anymore. Okay.
Allegedly.
Gabe, just in general, I just wanted you to know, Mike. There was this one time. We went to a club, and he took a flask into a club by emptying his pockets with his wallet and his flask and just holding it in his hand right in front of the dude. As the dude is patting him down, he would just hold the flask in his hand and then put it back in his pocket and walk in. He did that every time. It's like a magician.
Yeah, because I think they're looking for guns.
Yeah. But
well, they didn't even, no, they're looking for booze, too.
Yeah,
you think?
A little bit. They're looking right. for any kind of contraband. They wouldn't
right.
let him take his hat in.
Right.
Yeah.
Because in case that he was a gangster representing the LA Dodgers.
Hide it. You got to hide it in plain sight.
It's true.
So I had two bottles, allegedly. One with water and one
with gin.
And they just wanted to look inside the bag.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I had the backpack where you put them on the side.
Yeah.
Didn't even bat an eye,
so
allegedly.
You could take a gun inside of a water bottle.
Well, if you bring a thermos, like if you bring a like a what is it
like a like, big thermos with like a knife in it
we should cut that out.
No, we can't,
just because I feel like if a person heard that they would be motivated to do it, you know.
No one's gonna hear me say sneak a gun into Disneyland using a thermos.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say this. Well, if they see like a thermos where, you know, they can't see like the liquid,
yeah,
they'll shake it. Yeah. So if they hear, they just want to know that liquid's in there.
Right.
If there's.
They're not.
That you're not in, you
clink,
know, contraband.
Clink, clink.
Yeah, contraband, yeah.
Okay. There's still ways around this.
Yeah. Nobody's listening. Who
no
cares?
One's listening.
Hey, but join the quiz, the links.
Yes, join the quiz. I don't know who's watching. I don't know.
Yeah, come join the quiz. Usually it reveals something very profound about your inner person.
Yes, very profound.
So it's pretty good. Like last week, I think we found out we were lasagna or something.
We were lasagna. That's what we found out.
Something like that. Yay! Thank you.
Hi.
Okay, now we can start the podcast.
All right. Oh, we got someone. Is that Miko?
That's Miko.
All right.
Oh, boy. What do you want to get for dinner? You doing dinner? We got sandwiches?
We have sandwiches.
Nice.
I think Mike has dinner plans.
Mike got a bounce? What you got? You got a date?
No, it's a friend.
Ah. A made-up friend? Is that what you said? Meeting up with a friend.
Meeting up with a friend. Nice.
Where at?
Just at a bar.
L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, what bar? Wait, don't say it. Wait, say it.
Yeah, say it. Say it. People will join you.
Yeah.
What bar? I want to know. Well, no one's going to join you. Where is it?
Beer Garden.
Oh, Beer Garden. That Korean spot in the corner. There's a Korean spot in the corner, right? Yeah. That's a pretty good spot for beer. It's not bad. They don't got good snacks, but they got decent beer selection.
They have a nice garden.
No, they don't got a good garden either.
No.
They got like board games that are missing all the pieces. You know, that kind of bar. and then pretty good Belgian beer selection.
All right, we could just play with Miko. Miko. All right. So we're playing BuzzFeed quiz. Want to know what job you'll have in the future? Just eat the day away to find out. Is everything about food?
Yeah, I pick food first. Well, I look at the food choices.
Oh, I see. I thought
it's on brand for us.
It is on brand. What's for breakfast?
Ooh.
None of this shit. Maybe avocado toast? Nah. Ooh, acai bowl. Ooh, fruit salad.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
I'm the bottom four choices. Any of the bottom four choices I go for. I don't really do coffee because it gives me the runs. And I don't do donuts because
diabetes
runs in my family.
That's egg on the avocado toast, right?
Yeah.
I say that one. But yeah, those four. Oh, my God. Oh, you're going to die. What's for lunch? Subway sandwich, poke bowl, salad, school lunch, squid ink pasta,
falafel.
Jesus.
Wow, these are some good lunch choices. I'd be down with any of this.
I say salad.
Salad? All right, salad's good. I like a salad in the middle of the day.
Man, soup plantation used to be our shit.
Shoot, dude. Soup plantation is gone forever. Mm-hmm. It is? Yeah, it's probably the saddest thing that came out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Is soup plantation being gone?
Soup plantation. Wow. RIP, man.
Why
didn't
they just change
their
name? To what?
Soup house?
Yeah, soup plantation was a little bit, it's kind of a tricky word, plantation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised no one bought them, like just bought the franchise and then just used the locations.
Maybe because they closed down pretty much at the beginning of the pandemic. I remember the week it happened, I turned to Jess and I said, the fucking pandemic. I said to her, it takes everything we love away from us. And then because we used to live next to one,
right.
we would go pretty frequently.
The goddamn pandemic.
Okay.
The real tragedy.
What is this, a snack? Midday snack? What is this? Grab a snack. Ah, okay. Oh, I like an apple.
Damn.
I eat everything. I eat nothing on this list other than apple and potato chips.
I say potato chips. We just had a salad.
Okay, yeah. Fuck it then. Let's have some potato chips.
Yeah, man. We can't be too like, ooh, LA.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too on the nose. Tacos, but burger.
Apple, legit, my favorite fruit. I think
it's your favorite fruit.
It's my favorite readily available fruit. I'll take it over an orange or a banana.
Ooh, banana's mine. Tacos, but I like to deep throat. Tacos, burger, chili con carne, sushi, ramen, pasta.
This is dinner?
Fuck.
No, midnight.
Dinner.
Oh, this is dinner. Oh, man. I don't do any of these things. But What would I choose? I guess I do. When I go out, it's probably going to be like tacos or a burger.
Right. Sushi.
The real answer is chicken wings, though.
I do sushi more than I do like, well, sushi and taco. I don't know, man.
I do sushi a lot, too. But I hate it.
You hate it?
I do sushi so much that I hate it now.
That's what we do, though. That's gotta be our
Jess,
answer.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Because more realistically, Jess, if mm-hmm. we go out, we're having sushi.
Mm.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
All right, sushi it is.
And lastly, pick a midnight snack.
All right, all right. Oh, snap. Leftover pizza or ice cream.
I would do ice cream.
Dude, if there's leftover pizza, it's not making it to the morning. It's just not.
Oh, yeah, I'd be eating pizza. Yeah.
Pizza is the best thing and the worst thing to just have around.
If we're like, if me and Jasmine are watching a movie right here, if I go to the kitchen, I'll eat pizza at the counter over there.
Yeah.
If I eat ice cream, I get it and I bring it back to the couch.
Oh.
There's something about me and...
pizza?
Yeah. It's
you
like,
and pizza is just quiet time.
It's quiet. There's a little shame, you know? It's like, I already had you. I'm going to have you again. Okay, shut up. Let's do it. That's what I say. That's my conversation with pizza. Pizza then, right? You like pizza?
Yeah, I fucking love pizza.
Pizza it is. So what are we, scumbags?
Yeah, what are we finding out? We're a food blogger?
And Mika's a teacher?
A teacher. I wonder what Mika chose. Probably like pasta. Apple? Oh, the apple. I would have been a teacher. My teacher ass over here eating apples. You're right. Food blogger. I don't like that. I feel a little targeted by that one. You know, that one just feels, I don't know why, but that feels offensive to me.
What the hell? What is it? Because it's sushi?
You fucker, man.
People it's be posting sushi shit. Yeah. People be always like, oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But if you want really good sushi, you should come to my neighborhood. My neighborhood has really good sushi, and that's why we're always out eating sushi. It's great, but it's also, ugh. Yeah.
What does it say? We're impressed and would gladly take any... Take any restaurant recommendations from you. Look at you. You sound like a food blogger.
What are you talking about?
You're recommending sushi places to me.
Oh, yeah. I just did that.
You're fucking lame.
Fucking lame.
You fucking lame food blogger. What does the teacher say?
What does the teacher? Yeah.
It says, I smell it. Yeah.
You're right. Something is burning. Not something me, right?
In here? It feels like it's burning in here?
It smells like plastic burning. Like a slight... man-made burning smell.
Where's that bong?
The bongs are underneath me.
It's not on?
No, it's not on. The lighter is fine. Nothing's on fire underneath me. That's the first thing I thought, too. I was like, oh, snap. I am a little bit drunk and high.
I wish something was on fire in here. Get these views up, you know? What does it say about teacher?
It says that teachers are true heroes. You'll make a great one. That has nothing to do with food.
It's a good one, though.
All right, I guess you'll make a hero, Miko. Yeah.
These results are at least good at being nice to everyone. Everyone has an upside.
Miko says, light a match with your toes again. I can't recreate the magic.
Come on.
I stuck a match in there and lit it. Everyone relax.
I mean, I'll hold the box up if you want to try to flick your ankle a little bit.
No, man, I'll pull a muscle, I'll fart. All sorts of bad things will happen.
Yeah, let's.
All right. Well, what's your favorite foot pitcher?
Okay.
Pick.
Ugh, this one's cozy, you know. That one. All right. That one. All right. You gotta slow down. All right. Yeah. What's obscuring the view on the right side?
Blanket.
Yeah. That's sexy, dude. I like it.
I like this
one. That one's Artie. That's Jasmine, good. What's your favorite? Yeah.
Well, I'm drinking off all of these.
You heard it.
Jane off. Is that like a
Jasmine's Jane off. to all these.
I just don't like the word jackin'. I don't know. It just feels. You like trash? Meh. I don't like jerking either. I guess I don't like the J. It just sounds gross. I don't know what to say.
I'm only saying it because you said it, and I've never said it before, but it's fun to say.
Yeah, it is fun to say, too. I didn't do it on purpose. I was just like, what? I don't want to say jacking, and then I was like, just J-ing off.
Choking the chicken.
I guess what it was is like I knew I was going to say it like a few times in a row, and I just didn't want to say a word I didn't like that much.
Man, all these fucking animals in this house.
Yeah.
We got all of them. All right.
They all up here now. All righty. She wishes there was a candle or something being lit.
If you were lighting like an incense, because then, you know, it's like nice and proportionate. It's not too big. It won't look too crazy. And then, like, the smoke is just coming off.
You're saying that, so we're missing incense from
like
this.
Like an incense stick and a wisp of smoke, she says.
Like
and we have such a pretty incense holder.
And they have such a pretty incense holder.
Right. This picture is puzzling. But intriguing, you know? But mostly puzzling.
I like it. I like it. It's playful. It's a little bit, like, sultry with, like, the out-of-focus stuff happening and all that. Is it? She says something is burning. It's one of our equipments.
Our equipment is burning. We should probably stop the stream then.
Alrighty. Something's overheating and going to burn the place down. Alrighty.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. I'm going to plug Cookbook Roulette one more time. I'm cooking from this bad boy tomorrow, I think starting early, 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's it. We'll be back next week.
We should... Hold on. Let me do that one more time, except I'm going to put you in our Instagram that has a little bit more reach. The fucking trash is on fire? You have a trash...
The trash is on fire.
Pour the Brita filter into it. Pour a bunch of water over it. All right, guys. I guess we're going to wrap it up. So he's, you know... We're just having a regular trash fire. It's no big deal, all right, guys? Thanks for joining. That was Pop Popcast. Follow us at OK's Happy Hour. At OK's Pop Pop. At OK's Happy Hour on social media. Follow us. Subscribe to this Popcast. Ah, man, I'm ruining this, dude. You okay?
Yeah, we're okay. We're going to just throw this away. And glad you guys could be here. Thanks for listening.
Oh, snap. The trash was on fire. I can smell it. Bye, everyone.